You're on.
Sunday morning, 5/18/25. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. It's called A Living Sacrifice. And it's my prayer that it comforts you like it comforted me. This is what it means to be a living sacrifice. You have presented yourselves to me as a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. For you will live and not die, even though there are days you thought you might. As a living sacrifice, you still have a will and emotions. That could cause you to get off the altar and stop the process. The pain is part of this process. I'm burning out of you all that offends. You're seasoned with salt. It will preserve you and keep you. You must be in complete submission to my will. It's painful because I'm burning out of you what is not pleasing to me. These things could get in the way down the road. Works come into play here. Independence gets in the way of my way. I spoke to you when this process began that when it was no longer needed, I would remove it and I will keep my word. Stay on the altar and no longer let works mess up the process, for it causes delays. This requires your total submission to my plan. Trial by fire is the only way. All of those that have gone before you have had to submit to trial by fire. You should count it an honor. You will wear it like a badge of courage forever, just like those in the Faith Hall of Fame. There are few, but they all wear this badge as you will. Many are called, but few are chosen. They couldn't stand the heat, so they got out of the fire and ran from my altar. This is why it is so important that you stay out of the works of the flesh. Stay in the love walk, for love is what makes it all work. It will soon be over, and you will look back and see it much differently than you do now. For this day forward, you will receive all your instructions from me, from the inside. There are not enough things you can do to get this off you. But listening inside and obeying will finally bring this suffering and process to an end. I must know that I can trust you, even under pressure, to do my will. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not by the works of the flesh. Even my only son learned obedience by the things that he suffered. It enabled him to go to the cross, complete his mission and my will fully. Be encouraged today, but stay on the altar and let me complete it in you. Now, there's a few scriptures I want to read here concerning what I just read. The first one is Romans chapter 12. Confirmation?
Just this morning.
Okay. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Anyone and everyone that ever does anything for God, I don't care how small it is, this is required. Ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. A lot of people think, what? 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 That's why they get out of the kitchen, because they can't stand the heat. What's going on here? I thought if I became a Christian, everything just went rosy. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All right, you've got to prove. You have got to get on that altar so you can find out. Have your mind renewed to find out what God has for you to do. Not all will be as hot as the apostle, but you will have your fire. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every person has something that they have to get on the altar about. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us. Rather prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Why? We got to get our plan. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Now, I was thinking about Charles Capps yesterday. About he had a supernatural gift from God. He would, like speaking to that fish, bring back that lure, and he'd jump in the boat with that lure in its mouth. That kind of authority that God showed him about things. Now, we all tried to take it and work it. None of us were able to do that. He had a special gift. He had a revelation of the Word of God like few did. I mean, he's the one that said at 80, Lord, I want to come home. And he came home exactly as he said, not sick, at 80 years old. He learned to put his words to work for him. Are all Charles Capps's? No. Think about it. Different ministers that we have listened to, they all have specialties. And we've tried to work them and failed miserably. But they have a special supernatural gift from God. And they've been proven in that area, and it operates for them. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. In other words, after what happened this morning, them not airing my program, the guy before me gets his aired twice, and I'm telling you, I ain't paying for it. But the thing is, you can't get mad at people. You cannot get mad at people. They're just people. The only one we can get mad at is the devil. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So this is God's plan here for his will, plan, and purpose for each individual. First, a living sacrifice. Then comes the fire. Then comes the grace for the office that you will stand in. And then you're to walk in love. Honor the brethren. Don't repay evil for evil. Let God be the one that avenges you and not yourself. Whole plan here, chapter 12. 1 Peter. It's not rocket science, is it? 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, must be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Tried by fire. You know what happens when you just get a tiny little burn and how that hurts? trial by fire. Mark chapter 9. This is going to be verse 49 and 50 here. Mm-hmm. 49. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Be salty. Matthew 5. Starting with 13 there. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. One more, Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. That word salt means prudence. Dictionary prudence means the ability to govern or discipline yourself. In other words, you keep yourself in line. You don't disgrace the kingdom with your actions and your attitudes.